WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 43 degrees, and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. As soon as today, New York State could start moving to seize Donald Trump's assets if he doesn't come up with a $500 million bond to appeal the business fraud judgment against him.
Trump's son Eric yesterday called the $464 million bond amount unprecedented. Lawyers for the New York Attorney General are pushing back, offering multiple examples of bonds over $1 billion. In the meantime, Trump is expected to appear in a New York courtroom today in another case, the hush money case involving Stormy Daniels, where the judge today could set a new trial date.
ABC's Perry Russum. Russia is blaming Ukraine for the suburban Moscow concert hall massacre, for which an Islamic State offshoot is claiming responsibility. Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani plans to address reporters today about allegations of illegal gambling and theft involving his translator. This is ABC News. In Northern California's El Dorado County,
our peace brother was being pinned down and the lion had a hold of his neck.
Emergency communication captured by Broadcastify. Authorities say a mountain lion attacked as two brothers were searching for shed antlers, killing a 21-year-old area resident Tommy Gwinnup.
They banned hunting on him and we are overpopulated. Yeah, the sightings nonstop up here now. See them in packs, two or three, and that wasn't common.
It's the first such deadly encounter in California in 20 years. The cat was destroyed. This jail escapee shot at freedom in Hawaii was very short-lived.
A prisoner scaled a fence with razor wire at Hawaii's Kauai Community Correctional Center, say jail officials. But before he was out of range of any police pursuit and was running away on a highway, he was hit by a car. A hit and run. Matthew Ornelas Jr. is seriously injured. Cops are looking for the suspected hit-and-run driver.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Here is your first forecast of the day on WRCO for the day. Looks like our high temperatures will be in that range of around 53 degrees, so quite a bit warmer for today. As we make our way, it looks like possibly along the way, a little bit of rain could happen in the forecast again, and some fog possible to continue again. It looks like tonight, breezy and mild with rain continuing, and it looks like a low of around 43. Tuesday, cloudy with scattered rain. It could turn to snow showers in the afternoon as it turns colder. A high tomorrow of 52 and then falling temperatures. Wednesday, 38, breezy and cool. Sunshine and quiet, 44 for Thursday. And Friday, 54 with a 40% chance of light rain toward evening. In the WRCO area today, a little bit of light rain here and there after a bit of precipitation yesterday, a high of 38, and we did receive a little bit of snow, up to about a half inch of snow in some areas. A trace of rain in the night, and right now we're up 2 from the overnight low. It is 43 degrees. Today is Monday, March 25th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Banner yet wear.
I sit home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. When suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
We start the day in a positive way, George Strait, and A Love Without End, Amen. Before that, Pat Boone did the honors to officially open our broadcast day with the national anthem. And hello, my friends. It's time for us to get together again, Monday, March 25th. We hope it was a good weekend for you. They're always too fast, aren't they? The final full week of March. A big national holiday, April Fool's Day, comes up next week. And, of course, we're heading toward Easter Sunday this weekend. Palm Sunday was yesterday. So, yeah, time is moving on. 43 right now at WRCO Studios. And we're heading toward a high again of around 52. Occasional rain, they're saying, especially by midday in the updated forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Plan your day accordingly. Here we go with some memories. As we start the chores, this is Charlie Pride.
Burgers and fries and cherry pies, it was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Making our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. And it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know. Changes come and go. We've had our share, I know. Now it seems we don't have time for love anymore. All the things we used to say, little things we did each day. Oh, I long to do the things that we did before. When
It was burgers and fries and cherry pies. It was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Figuring our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. And it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know. Well, I'm still the same old me. That's all I'll ever be. I'd like to think that you're the same old you. We lost something down the line that I wish we both could find. But I'd like to do the things that we used to do. And it was burgers and fries and chips. Simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Digging our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. It was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know. So simple back then. Oh, we just never thought it would end.
Baby, we could be the greatest love. A perfect match. Let's take off our gloves. Honey, we don't need no referee. Just open up your arms when the bell rings and let's shake hands and come out loving. Take it easy, no pushing or shoving. This is it, it's all or it's nothing. Now, lover, let's shake hands.
Kenny Odell on the Light in the Mail Cow Show, 514 and 43 degrees. Ooh, it's warm out there. Sweating this morning. Some notes on today. First of all, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Vernon County offers a free support group for individuals diagnosed with either early stage dementia or mild cognitive impairment. The support group provides an opportunity to learn more about your diagnosis and share experiences. The number to call is 608-637-5201. The support group meets this morning at 10 o'clock at the McIntosh Memorial Library Conference Room in Viroqua. Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua offers a free community meal the fourth Monday of each month from 5 until 6:30, and all are welcome. Dayton Township will meet for its monthly board meeting tonight starting at 6 at the Dayton Township Hall. The agenda will be posted on the website 24 hours in advance of the meeting. And Lone Rock Community organizing a Lions Club chapter to make an impact on the community. New members are asked to join. For further information, call or text Alvin J. Christensen at 608-604-3537 or check out the Lone Rock Lions Club Facebook page. Those reminders from Community Calendar today on the Old Mel Cow Show. Quite a weekend for sports. We'll check out some scores coming up.
I remember one day we had nothing to do, so we went down to the city zoo just to kill an hour or two out in the good sunshine. But we had so much fun, we were glad that we came. We fed all the animals and gave each a name. We didn't even mind when it started to rain. We had a real good time. But now that it's over and you're far away, I miss you more with each passing day. All my friends sympathize and say, you'll forget in time. Yes, you will. Give yourself a little time. But it's already been well over a year, and just in case you're interested, you might like to hear how everybody's doing down at the city zoo. Without you, well, the monkeys forgot you, the hippo forgot you, and so did the kangaroo. But me and the elephants, we still remember you. Me and the elephants, we'll never forget you. So I wrote to Ann Landers and Dear Abby too, and asked their advice as to what I should do. They said everything that reminds me of you would all have to go. So I burned all your pictures except two or three, one by my bed and one on my TV, and the one that I always carry with me everywhere I go. And today was so nice, and since I was in town, I thought I'd take the opportunity to go down and see how everyone is down at the city zoo. And what's new? Well, the rhino forgot you, the zebra forgot you, the polar bear and tiger too. But me and the elephants, we still remember you. Me and the elephants, we'll never forget you.
Bobby Goldsboro on the Light in the Milk House Show. It's 518. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 30 points and a season-high 19 rebounds. Chris Middleton recorded his second career triple-double. And the Bucks trounced Oklahoma City 118-93 last night. Middleton had 11 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists for his first triple-double since January 20th of 2018. In other action from the NBA, New Orleans 114, Detroit 101, Philadelphia 121, the Clippers 107, Miami beat Cleveland 121-84, Minnesota over Golden State 114-110, and the Lakers beat Indiana 150-145. Tyler Kolek had 21 and 11 assists, and David Joplin made two free throws with 7.4 seconds left to help Marquette finally put away Colorado 81-77 on Sunday in the second round of the NCAA tournament. In their third season under coach Shaka Smart, the second-seeded Golden Eagles reached the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2013 by outlasting the 10th-seeded Buffaloes and their dynamic offense. Elsewhere, in play from the NCAA, Houston in overtime over Texas A&M, 100-95. Duke beat James Madison, 93-55. Purdue over Utah State, 106-67. UConn, 75. Northwestern, 58. San Diego State over Yale, 85-57. Clemson, 72. Baylor, 64. Alabama, 72-61 over Grand Canyon. VCU beat Florida, 70-65. Utah over Iowa, 91-82. Indiana State over Minnesota, 76-64 as well in the NIT. From the NHL, Washington 3-0 over Winnipeg, Colorado 5, Pittsburgh 4 in overtime, New Jersey 4, Islanders nothing. It was Florida 4-1 over Philadelphia, Ottawa 5, Edmonton 3, Carolina 2-1 over Toronto, Dallas 4, Arizona 2, Tampa Bay 1 in overtime over Anaheim 3-2, Buffalo 4-1 over Calgary, and Montreal 5-1 winners against Seattle. Joy Dunn scored the only goal of the match with 7:12 remaining to spark top seed Ohio State to a 1-0 victory over defending champion and second-seeded Wisconsin in the final of the Women's Frozen Four Hockey Tournament played at Whitmore Center Arena. Dunn used assists from Hannah Bilka and Kayla Barnes to help the Buckeyes avenge a 1-0 loss, to Wisconsin in last season's championship game. That's an update on sports on this Monday morning.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
5:23 the time. Hopefully you're behaving yourself. If not, give me a call. Maybe we can get in some trouble together today. I don't know. Here we go with the aerobic polka to officially start the day. Yes.
Out of 7, we all work from 9 till 5. When the weekend rolls around, it's time to have a ball. Polka dancing at a ballroom, picnic, lounge, or hall. Everybody polka, we're gonna have some fun. Everybody polka, it's run by everyone. Everybody polka, and dance your cares away. Everybody polka, the good old-fashioned way. Cha-cha, rumba, foxtrot, do the twist and rock.
Eddie Blanchek on a little Monday morning aerobic polka tilt there. Everybody, polka. Thanks for listening wherever you are today. Thank you, Squirt, for listening. Here's your favorite song.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
Ribbon of darkness over me. Since my true love walked out the door, tears I never had before, ribbon of darkness over me, clouds are gathering over my head, that chill the day and hide the sun, that shroud the night when day is done, ribbon of darkness over me. Rain is falling on the meadow where once my love and I did lie. Now she is gone from the meadow, my love, goodbye. Ribbon of darkness over me, where once the world was young as spring, where flowers did bloom and birds would sing. Ribbon of darkness over me. In this cold room lying, don't wanna see no one but you. Lord, I wish I could be dying to forget you. How I wish your heart could see how mine just aches and breaks all day. Come on back and take away ribbon of darkness over me. Come on back and take away ribbon of darkness over me.
Marty Robbins, always a welcome guest on the Light in the Milk House show. Good morning. As we head toward a high of around 52 today, we'll be enduring a little bit of rain again today, breezy and much warmer. Some occasional rain, especially by midday, and a southeast wind between 10 and 20. Breezy and mild with rain continuing tonight, a low of 43. Scattered rain Tuesday, 52 for a high with temperatures falling through the day. Right now it is 43 degrees.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City. Taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home garden tractor, McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
A congressman says there's farm bill work to do when the spring break is over. I'm Larry Lee with agribusiness news on Brownfield. First, Texas, New Mexico, and USDA officials are investigating a mystery illness that affects milk cows. Dr. Brian Bull with the Texas Animal Health Commission tells Brownfield the illness was reported around March 7th, but has been affecting dairy cows since early February.
Doesn't appear to affect the dry cows or the dry heifers. Doesn't appear to affect the fresh cows or fresh heifers, but it appears to affect mid-lactation cows, generally middle-aged to older cows.
Bull says the affected dairies have between 2 and 10% of their herds affected, and producers are watching the symptoms using modern technology.
What they're seeing with these cows is their rumen activity significantly decreases, and then the guys doing the milking in the dairy are starting to see a change in the milk consistency.
He says the milk gets thicker like colostrum and the cows show other symptoms.
The cows generally decrease their feed intake and they may or may not have a fever, and some of them have a transient diarrhea that turns to kind of a tacky type stool. We haven't been seeing any mortalities related to this.
The Texas Panhandle has most of the reported cases, but New Mexico State Veterinarian Dr. Samantha Urig tells Brownfield they've seen some cases too. And she tells Brownfield that, like Texas, they do not have any animal movement restrictions.
We have not imposed any restrictions, but we are carefully monitoring the movement and certainly researching previous movements to try to help with any sort of epidemiological investigation.
Urich says multiple agencies are working to identify the cause of the illness. Bull says they're looking for both affected and unaffected cattle from impacted dairies to test at the lab as they try to figure out just what the illness is. Congressman Mark Alford from Missouri says a new farm bill is on the to-do list when lawmakers get back from a state work period in mid-April.
We're going to need a week at least on the floor to get a farm bill done for this congressional session. D.T. Thompson is optimistic that we're going to get some committee work on this when we return. I think that's optimistic. I'm hoping we do that. The next step will be getting the floor time.
Alford says there are several ideas being considered in the next farm bill, including a reference price update, and lawmakers will continue searching for additional money to make that happen. Placements of cattle into U.S. feedlots surged in February. USDA says February placements were larger than expected, up 10% on the year due to generally better weather in the major U.S. feeding areas than in January and an extra business day due to leap year. USDA says chicken and egg numbers were also up in February. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hello, this is Jay Sestatum with Timsack Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a smaller but good sale. Large squares topped at $220 a ton and large rounds topped at $165 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We have online-only auctions coming up, so keep an eye out. We are also looking for consignments for our spring sale. We already have lawnmowers, boats, campers, and much more. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Sestatum. Have a great day.
A slow Friday for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs ended the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Friday following the active day Thursday. Packers aggressively competed for fed cattle, which did result in some pretty impressive prices. For the week, live deals in the South were marked at mostly $188, $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Stress business in Nebraska and Iowa was at mostly $302, $4 higher than the prior week's business. At the Harrod Livestock Market in South Dakota, no accurate trend was available. The USDA says there was very good demand for the light offering, which featured many loads and a few packages of mostly finishing type cattle. Cattle were both backgrounded and home-raised. Flesh was moderate to moderate plus. The market was active with mostly order buyers. Medium and large one feeder steer, 608 to 648 pounds, brought $298 to $319. Feeder steers, 820 to 834 pounds, brought $254 to $259.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 696 to 698 pounds, brought $255 to $267. Box beef closed lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $3.01 at $310.72. Select closed $2.26 lower at 301.47. Estimated cattle slaughter was 109,000 head, down 4,000 on the weekend, nearly even on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a moderate negotiated run. Processors weren't very aggressive in their procurement efforts Friday and were able to move needed numbers without having to bid up. Despite those lower prices to end the week, overall the cash market has found some strength recently. That's largely due to demand for U.S. pork on both the global market and domestically. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs, hog weights, and that fluctuation in pork values. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed a dollar lower with a weighted average of $79.30. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.14 lower with a weighted average of $79.72. The Western Corn Belt was down 60 cents with a weighted average of $79.72. Pork values close higher, up $2.29 at $94.37. Estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head, up 41,000 on the week and up about 2,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of Friday's on feed report, which showed placements much larger than pre-report expectations. And lean hog futures ended the day mostly higher on spread trade and the higher midday move in pork. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
The residual of the products, we can get a lot longer window coverage out of one application rather than two more timely applications. That's one thing that we work with fungicides now after tar spot's gotten a lot more common, and we're better able to fight off the diseases with the fungicide application.
I just believe that Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. Yeah, well, just give it a try. I mean, the first year that we tried it, we had a neighbor come over and make a drone application on just 10 acres.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Friday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans and products saw another round of liquidation. May beans were 20 and a half lower at 1192 and a half. July was down 20 and a quarter at 1205 and a half. With lighter pressure from the funds, May corn was down 1.5 at 439 and a quarter. July was 2 lower at 452. Live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of the USDA's on feed report, which was out after Friday's close. April live was down 87 at 187.50. June was $1.60 lower at 182.90. April feeders were 312 lower at 251.50. And hogs were mostly higher on spread trade and the higher midday move in pork. April lean was down 32 cents at 84.57, but the June contract was up 40 at 99.70. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Agriculture feeds people and the economy as well, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
An annual report called Feeding the Economy just came out detailing food and agriculture's economic impact in the U.S. The American Farm Bureau Federation is one of more than 30 industry organizations that funded the report. Roger Cryan is Farm Bureau's chief economist.
It's an effort to put together the impact of agriculture on the economy. The report goes over the impact of agriculture upstream and downstream. And, of course, farmers are at the heart of that. But it starts with the folks that supply farmers and goes all the way up to the folks that eat.
Cryan summarizes.
The direct impact of the food supply chain from farm to retail was about 24 million jobs, about $990 billion in wages, and $3.8 trillion in economic activity. When you add in the multiplied impacts, it's more than doubled.
Cryan says those multiplied impacts include everyone and everything that touches food and ag.
The agricultural supply chain is everywhere. It's critically important to the economy, let alone how important it is just to feed and clothe people. Numbers like this can help drive home to everybody the importance of the agricultural economy and why it's so important to recognize that we need a farm bill to support that enormous engine for economic activity.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The investigation continues into a mystery dairy cattle illness. I'm Larry Lee with Brownfield's Dairy Update. Texas, New Mexico, and USDA are investigating a mystery illness that only affects milk cows. Dr. Brian Bohl with the Texas Animal Health Commission tells Brownfield.
Doesn't appear to affect the dry cows or the dry heifers. It doesn't appear to affect the fresh cows or fresh heifers, but it appears to affect mid-lactation cows, generally middle-aged to older cows.
Bohl says the affected dairies have between 2 and 10% of their herds affected, and producers are watching the symptoms using technology.
What they're seeing with these cows is their rumen activity significantly decreases. And then the guys doing the milking in the dairy are starting to see a change in the milk consistency.
New Mexico State veterinarian Dr. Samantha Urich says they've had some cases too.
There's a tremendous amount of testing underway right now, a lot that has already been done, and pretty good coordination at the national and state level to try to streamline and focus how we are collecting those samples and how we're testing.
Bohl says they are looking at both affected and unaffected cattle from impacted dairies to test at the lab as they try to figure out just what this illness is. Milk futures and the cash dairy markets continued to fall Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April Class 3 milk down 17 cents at $15.57. May went down 9 to $16.16. June down 13 at $16.86. July down 10 at $17.67. Dry whey went down a penny to 39.5 with two sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down a half cent to 139.25, 13 sales there. Barrels down 4.5 cents at 142.5 with two sales. Butter down 1.25 cents, 280.75, one sale at that price. Not that dry milk unchanged at 110.75 with one sale. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield. This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
The residual of the product, we can get a lot longer window coverage out of one application rather than two more timely applications. That's one thing that we work with fungicides now after tar spot's gotten a lot more common, and we're better able to fight off the diseases with the fungicide application.
I just believe that Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. Yeah, well, just give it a try. I mean, the first year that we tried it, we had a neighbor come over and make a drone application on just 10 acres.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now, I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
A high today of 52 with occasional rain along the way. Breezy and mild, rain continuing tonight, a low of 43. And Tuesday, a 52-degree high with temperatures then falling. Some rain or snow showers possible on Tuesday. We have a northeast wind at 2 miles per hour, and it is 43 degrees in Richland Center.
Had our number changed today, although I hated to. But each time the phone would ring, they'd want to speak to you. And it hurts to tell them you're not here with me. Maybe now. Not in the book now, so you better write it down. Just in case your love for me should ever come around, you might want to call and break the news to me. Just call Lonesome 777. I keep the telephone beside me all the time, hoping you might want to call and say you've changed your mind. If you do, then darling, you know where I'll be.
Where I'll be.
I'm at Lonesome 777. The only one I'm given, our new number two. So now if the telephone should ring, I'll know it's you. If you ever long for love that used to be, just call Lonesome 777-203. Just call Lonesome 777-203.
Hawkshaw Hawkins on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. 10 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. We hope you had a good weekend. Mother Nature wasn't really sure whether it should rain or snow or sleet or whatever. This morning, just a little bit of light rain. 1/100th of an inch recorded in the early morning hours today. We'll check more about weather coming up with meteorologist Tony Schumacher in just a bit. Here's Tammy Wynette on the Milk House Show.
A little barroom on his way home. A bed to lay on in a room upstairs. What's her name? He'll never see her again. Close the door. Who knows, who cares? And they call it making love, making love, making love. Throw it down, pick it up, dress it up, and call it love. Together alone, in a house called home, in a double bed. They've grown so far apart, they just fumble in the dark. Not one single word is said. And they call
Tommy Wynette on the Milk House Show from WRCO FM 100.9. It is 7 minutes before six.
The market was steady this past week at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola. Holstein calves sold from 510 to 620 per pound, crossbred calves from 610 to 720, and light calves from $1.20 to $2.50 per pound. Slaughter cows sold from 84 to $1.22, with one doubtful health cow at 50 cents. Bulls sold from $1.25 to $1.28, and the feeder cattle market was untested. The hay market this week saw inside round bales of hay from $65 to $90 per bale, outside round bales of hay from $60 to $75 per bale, and round bales of corn fodder and soybean fodder from $25 to $32. The next special feeder cattle sale will be Friday, April 5th at 1 p.m. Already consigned are 700 to 800-pound black cattle weaned and vaccinated, 25 4 to 500-pound Holstein steers with double shots and on grain, and 12 Holstein steers weighing from 950 to 1,000 pounds. If you have cattle to sell or are looking to buy grass cattle for the summer, give Jim, Colton, or Darren a call at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some very soggy weather on the way here over the next 24 hours, thanks to a strong low pressure system which was right around southeast Nebraska this morning, tracking northeast. This is the same system which brought some snow and mixed precipitation to the region yesterday and last night. Snow is heavier just north of our area from parts of southeast Minnesota up through northern Wisconsin. Amounts are generally in the 5 to 10 inch range. Well, we do expect that rain to amount to a good inch or inch and a quarter through tomorrow morning. Cold front blasting through the area tomorrow midday will knock those temperatures down. Could change any leftover rain over to some light snow showers. Later tomorrow, maybe a dusting or half inch in a couple of cases. Beyond that, dry and chilly conditions Wednesday, with a bit of a rebound in temperatures expected late this week. There could be some more active weather from Friday afternoon right into early next week, with a couple of systems coming through the region. Well, here's a forecast for today. Breezy and much warmer with occasional rain, especially by midday. High temperature about 52. Southeast wind between 10 and 20. Tonight, breezy and mild with rain continuing, low at 43. Tomorrow should be cloudy with scattered rain. It may turn to snow showers in the afternoon as it turns colder. High about 52 and then falling temperatures. South wind becoming west at 12 to 22 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, flurries early in the evening, then partial clearing and chilly, low at 21. Heading into Wednesday, partly sunny, breezy and cool, high at 38. For Thursday, expect plenty of sunshine, a quiet day, low at 18 with a high of 44. Friday, the clouds increase and warmer with a 40% chance of light rain toward evening, low in the mid-20s, high near 54. Saturday, light rain possible in the morning, then breaks of sun later, low 34 with a high of 49. Sunday, partly or mostly cloudy, low 28 with a high of 48. There could be some light rain by Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is 44 degrees with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 41. We hit that just before midnight, and we received a half inch of snow in the early morning hours and about 5/100ths of an inch of rain during the day, with a little rain mixed with sleet in there. The record high for March 25th, 79, back in 2007. Record low, 4 degrees in 1960. Last year's high was 51, and the low was 31. Sunset will happen at 7:19 tonight. Sunrise time this morning just before 7 o'clock at 6:56. And right now, the air is calm. Barometer at 29.65 is up slightly. And after a low of 41 this morning, it is 44 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for